Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. Did you see Aaron Rodgers last night? All 40 years of him, the star QB, threw two TD passes. Getting the chance, Aaron Rodgers, con, 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 con. And the Jet defense was dominant, and they rolled the Pats 24-3 in their home opener. Rodgers said, quote, "It was a really special night. All those chants are really meaningful." He started his first game at Snoopy since leaving the field just over a year ago with a torn Achilles in their opener. And he'll be 41 in December, but he was playing his third game in 11 days. It didn't matter. He was scrambling. He had great throws, off-balance throws all night, slicing the Pats defense like a surgeon. He said, "It felt great. I was feeling really good out there. I felt good in the pregame. I told you guys after week one it's going to be a process, and I'll continue to extend plays once I feel more comfortable. This was kind of a first step in playing like I know I'm capable of playing. I felt like I was, you know, myself." He finished 27 of 35 for 281 yards and TD tosses to Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard. They're now 2-1, the Jets. They ended an 8-game home losing streak against the Pats. Saleh said he might not be what he used to be, but he still has plenty in those legs. His arm is still 30. His mind is operating at a high level. New York stopped a 15-game skid against the Pats last season in Belichick's final game as New England's coach. They sacked Jacoby Brissett 5 times. He threw for 98 yards. Drake May replaced him with about 4.5 minutes left in the game. He went 4 for 8 for 22 yards and was sacked twice. Mayo wasn't sure he'd be making a QB change anytime soon. He said, "I don't know. We'll talk every single week that you're competing for a job. We'll get together as coaching staff and see where it goes." Breece Hall ran for a score for the Jets, who also snapped a 6-game skid in Thursday night games. So they had it all going. East rivals hooking up, and it was all Jets. Rodgers said a lot of good things to build on from this game, and the crowd was going crazy. After his first Jets drive stalled, Rodgers marched him down the field with help from a mental mistake by the Pats. A first down pass from Rodgers to Hall was stopped for no gain, but the bottom line was there was a penalty. 15 yards, gave him another rack of downs. 4 plays later, Rodgers threw a quick out to Lazard on his left, and he made a move on Austin, who tried to stop him, but instead got only a handful of his shirt, and that stretched several yards like a rubber band before Lazard broke away, zipped into the end zone for a 13-yard tutty. Lazard ran over to his QB, gave him the ball. Rodgers and the Jets kept things going on the next time they had the ball. Cap at a 13-play, 91-yard drive with a 1-yard run by Hall that was reversed by video review after it was originally ruled that he was short of the goal line, but he was in the end zone, so it was a touchdown. New York made it 21-3 with 6:18 left in the third when Rodgers zipped a pass to his right and found Wilson, who toe-tapped in the corner of the end zone for a 2-yard tutty. It's the third straight game the Jets had at least 3 touchdowns on offense. They had everything going. New York finished with 400 yards to New England's 139, 27 first downs to the Pats, 11. Total domination. Up next, Pats are at San Francisco on the 29th. Meanwhile, the Jets host Denver on September 29th. So here's the deal. Let's look at Sunday's Pain Day games at 1 o'clock on Fox. The G-Men, Big Blue are at the Dog Pound in Cleveland. Cleveland laying 6.5, 81 and sunny at Huntington Bank Field, 1 o'clock on Fox, Packers, Titans in Nissan, Smashville, Tennessee, laying 380 and cloudy for that one. Packer 1-1, Titans are 0-2. 1 o'clock on CBS, the Bears and Colts at Lucas Oil in Naptown, Indy, laying 1.5. That one's indoors. 1 o'clock, Texans at Vikings, a good one at the bank in Minneapolis on CBS. Houston laying 2 there. 1 o'clock on Fox, the Eagles and Saints. This one's on Bourbon Street at the Superdome. New Orleans laying 2.5. The Eagles never play well in Nolens. 1 o'clock on CBS. I'll be at this one, the Chargers and Steelers at the place the Steelers play in the Steel City. Pittsburgh laying 1.5, 78 and partly sunny in Pittsburgh for that one. Looking forward to being in my season duckets, baby. 1 o'clock on Fox in Tampa, Raymond James, the Broncos and Bucks. 90 degrees and sunny Tampa laying 6.5. The late games, 4:05 on CBS. Panthers and Raiders at Allegiant and Center at Omega the Hub. Beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Vegas laying 5. Don't forget, the Panthers have benched Young, and they're going to go with Andy Dalton in this one. 4:05 in Lumen Field in Seattle on CBS. Fins and Seahawks, Seattle laying 4.5, 66 and cloudy for that one. 4:25 on Fox and Jerry's World in Arlington. It's the Ravens and Cowboys. Baltimore laying 1. They're 0-2. The Cowboys are 1-1. 4:25 on Fox. The Niners and Rams, they're both banged up. This one at SoFi in Lipstick City, San Francisco, laying 6.5. 4:25 on Fox, Lions and Cards in the desert. By the time I get to Racially Profiled Arizona, Detroit in the Cards, Detroit laying 3. Out there in the mountains in the desert. And the Sunday nighter at 8:20, the Chiefs and Falcons at the Benz in Atlanta on NBC and Peacock in Atlanta, Kansas City, laying 3. Now, don't forget, Monday, it's a doubleheader of Monday Night Football. You gotta love it. At 7:30, the Jags are in the B-low against the Bills. Jags are 0-2. The Bills are 2-0. At Highmark in Orchard Park, Buffalo laying 5, 68 and sunny. So nice and clear at night. It's gonna be a good day, so it should be crisp at night for the fall foliage. For the fall foliage. And at 8:15, the other one, Commanders and Bengals in the Jungle on ABC at Paycor Stadium in the Queen City. 72 with a chance of rain. The Bengals are laying 7 there. So you got all of the pain day skinny. You got the Jets win last night. You got all of Sunday's games. You got the Sunday nighter. You got a double dip on Monday night. You get it all. I can't wait to go to Pittsburgh to see the Steelers and Chargers. They're both 2-0. Jim Harbaugh comes calling to the Steel City to see the Pittsburgh Steelers and TJ Watt. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. I haven't been to a game in 2 years. Been unbelievable because I was doing shows with Morenzi for 2 years straight every Sunday, and now I'm going to see my black and gold. It's going to be kick ass. I'll be drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing and hurling and targeting. Shake it. It's Pharrell on a bench. Shake it.